and put them out there in some old bales and cover them up and maybe just get them moist enough to just stay alive and get strong. And made an ash hop out there, old big old box. I know how it's made, you know. And my daddy cut a trough out, you know, like a hog trough, you know, and get some old planks or poles and stand down, you know, and fix them where them ashes wouldn't go through. And let them stand down into that trough that's cut out like that. We'd put them ashes up in here, about 4 foot or 6 foot long, you know, an outfit. It'd come up so far, about 4 foot high. Put maybe a couple of bales of ashes in there, and pour water in there. And that water run on down, you know. And when it come out, you know, in that trough, it's just alive. I mean,
strong.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Sometimes you'd have to weaken it. All right, then she'd put some old grease or something other, you know, in there, you know. Somebody, you know, had some old spoiled meat or something other. Get them some old grease or something other and put in there, you know. And they'd put that grease in there and boil that stuff and, man, make soap, lye soap, some of the prettiest lye soap you can. Yes, it'd get real thick, you know, and all.
Could you use it on your skin, or was that?
Well, you could, just a little bit. You know, just a little bit on your skin, you know. Mm-hmm. Couldn't use too much. It didn't need too much of it. That's right, yes, sir.
Really strong.
Yes, sir, yes, sir, that's right. And, man, they put on them clothes, I mean, that made that dirt come out. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And use a pot.
Yes, sir, that's right. When they put that, you know, run that light, but you take the wash pot, you know, and boil that stuff, you know. And yes, sir, that there's some grease in there, you know, would make it, you know, old grease or something like that. It'd make soap, make thick soap.
And she'd boil the clothes and
oh, yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir. She would wash the, you know, heat the water, you know, and pour in there, you know, and then she'd take that soap, you know, and the smear on the clothes and got old rub board, you know.
Oh.
Oh, that's the way, oh, man. Smear that there over them clothes, you know, and wear them, you know, and then wash them out like that on that rug boy.
Well,
yes, sir.
It's more hard work.
Man. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Around outside the house, what did you use for the toilet in those days?
Just go out there and dig some four holes down, you know. And now that's the way you actually how to use
right.
just dig in that hole there, you know, and just wall it up, you know, and just put a little top on it, you know, and put a dough to it, and have a little place back here, you know, for a plank cross, you know, for, you know, a stew, and this on the back here, it'd be open. Mm. That's right, yes. Mm-hmm. And that's the
way it was covered, so you
it's covered, you know, and walled up, you know.
So you go out there in the rain.
That's right, yes, sir. Yes, sir, that's right.
What did you call it?
We call it a toilet.
Do you have any joking names for it?
Well, my daddy used to be, you know, call it a privet house.
Uh-huh.
Privet, you know, that's the old, they just push one name and another, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And around outside, what was this house built of?
Built out of?
Yes.
Logs.
Oh, it was.
Well, yes, sir. I'm often thinking about that. Yes, sir. Them built out of logs, you know. Yes, sir. Built out of logs.
Later on, if you'd put boards around those logs, what would you call those boards?
Well, I tell you what, we mostly back at in. Of course, you know, they improved. But I just talking about way back on when that in that time, you know. Well, we'd just go there and build in them logs, you know, and we'd slap them cracks with a mud and grass.
Mm-hmm.
Just slap it in there, man. It'd stay in that out of clay and grass, make a batch, you know, and this man stop them cracks, you know.